Last Sunday, on the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, we reflected upon the universal call to holiness, the truth that God is calling each and every person in the universe to be holy as God is holy, the truth that the Lord is calling everyone on the planet without exception to accept the gift of baptism for salvation and to enter into a life of love with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to be a beloved son or daughter of the Father. That is our first and most important vocation. After our universal call to holiness, the Lord may call us further into divine intimacy. He may call some people to be priests or deacons, nuns or sisters, monks or brothers. There are some glorious vocation stories in the Bible. So for the next several weeks, based on our readings from sacred scripture, and during this special year of consecrated life, I would like to explore a few important vocation stories from the Bible. Today, we're going to reflect on the vocation story of the prophet Samuel. And there are four things I would like to highlight about Samuel's vocation story: his mother, the call, discernment, and response. First, his mom. Sam's mom, Hannah, was having great difficulty conceiving children, so she begged God for a son. Hannah told the Lord, "Please, please, 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 please give me a son. If you give me a son, I will consecrate him to you and set him apart for you alone." Her son, if the Lord gave her a son, would be called a Nazarite, which means vowed or consecrated. And the Lord, in his divine mercy, did allow Hannah to conceive a son, whom she named Samuel. When Samuel was weaned, Hannah took him to the temple and left him there. What weaned meant in biblical times was certainly different than what it means today. But let's say at least by the age of seven, by the age of reason, when Samuel was potty trained and no longer dependent on his mama, Hannah left him in the care of the priests at the temple. Wouldn't it be great if you could leave your kid in church for the rest of his life? Especially before the teenage years begin, that would solve lots of problems, right? Now, most importantly, Hannah is willing to dedicate her son to God. She's not worried about having grandchildren, even though she would go on to have three more sons and two daughters. But Hannah didn't know at the time she was going to have five more kids. She willingly, generously gives her firstborn and only son to God. Sometimes, sadly, unfortunately, I hear often, more often than I want, that parents resist having their son become a priest or their daughter become a nun. They get angry if they choose to follow God with a religious vocation. Hannah teaches us to give our children generously to God and for his service. Okay, let's move on to the call. Samuel's particular vocation story begins with him sleeping in the temple where the Ark of God was. Sam was sleeping in church, like most people are doing right now at this point in the sermon. Even my good friend St. Therese had a difficult time staying awake in church when she was praying. But the point here is that Samuel lived and slept where the Ark of God was. God lived in the Ark, as God lives and dwells today in the tabernacles of our churches. So Samuel was with God day and night. He was very close to God. In our modern language, we might say that Samuel was making his holy hour. This part of Samuel's vocation story teaches us the importance of your daily or at least weekly time of quiet and contemplation in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. Do you make a weekly holy hour of adoration with the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament? I know many of you do. But if you don't, I encourage you, sign up for a weekly hour to be in the Lord's real presence in the Blessed Sacrament. God may speak to us in the boat. He may speak to us on the golf course, at the beach, while driving to work, in the locker room, at the grocery store, in the combine, in the deer stand, but he may not. We do know for certain he always, always speaks to us in church through his word, and through his validly ordained minister. When somebody asked me about discerning their vocation, particularly a religious vocation, I say, are you making a daily holy hour? And they say, well, no. And I say, how can you hear the voice of the Lord if you're not spending time with him in church, in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament? Samuel teaches us, if you're going to hear the Lord's voice, you have to be in his real presence. Okay, number three, discernment. When God called Samuel, he called him by name. Samuel, Samuel. Calling Samuel by name is important. All vocation stories have God calling the person by name. Abraham, Abraham. Saul, Saul. Juanito, Juan Dieguito. God calls us by name. It shows that God knows us personally, intimately. But Samuel didn't know God was calling him. So he ran to Eli, who, as the Bible says, was asleep in his usual place. Where was Samuel's usual place? The Bible tells us, sitting on a chair near the door of the temple. And Samuel says, here I am, you called me. And Eli says, I didn't call you, go back to sleep. So the second time God calls him, Samuel, Samuel, and Samuel runs to Eli and he says, here I am, you called me. And Eli goes, I didn't call you, go back to sleep. After the third time that this happens, Eli figures out that God is calling Samuel. So he sends him back saying, if the Lord calls again, say, speak, for your servant is listening. Now, at this point in the story, it's important to know who was Eli. Who was Eli? Do you know who Eli was? Was he the porter? Was he the usher? The janitor? The gatekeeper? The ticket taker? The temple preschool supervisor? Who is this Eli character? Eli, the Bible says, was a priest. Eli is a priest. And that brings up this third important point, because we need a priest to help us discern God's will. It's not easy to discern God's will. We need a priest spiritual director to help us discern spirits, to help us discern the difference between the inspirations of the Holy Spirit from the lies and the tricks of the evil spirit. This story highlights the role of the priest in our vocation, because of the priest's God-given authority in our lives. Every vocation story, ask every priest, non-monk, they'll tell you, every vocation story always has a priest in it who is influential in helping them discern God's will. That brings us now finally to the response. The fourth time God calls Samuel, Samuel, Samuel replies, speak, for your servant is listening. It's clear from the very beginning that Sam is ready. He always quickly says, here I am. Not, what was that? Huh? What? Maybe I'm hearing things. Samuel is disponibile, a wonderful Italian word, hard to translate. I looked it up in my Italian dictionary. The first meaning for disponibile, this is great, means available. Disponibile. He's available. He's like clay in the hands of the potter. Disponibile. Ready to be formed and shaped. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Usually when I pray, I say the reverse. Usually I say, listen, Lord, your servant is speaking. Isn't that how you pray sometimes too? Listen, Lord, your servant is speaking. If you'll be quiet for a moment, I have a few things that I'd like to tell you. I have some plans that I'd like to inform you about. On my silent retreat last week, I had to pray like Samuel, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Lord, you can talk. I'll be quiet and listen. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. In Latin, that word for listening is obedere. Obedere. If I put it on the board, you'd be able to see clearly is how we get the English word for obedience. And so what it really says is, speak, Lord, for your servant is obeying. And so we correctly prayed in today's responsorial psalm, that beautiful Psalm 40, which said, with ears open to obedience, you gave me. If only our children had ears open to obedience. When you say, be home at midnight, they actually were home at midnight. And when you say, clean your room, they actually clean their room. And when you call them from the other room, they came and they said, here I am, rather than having to call them 100 times over and over. If only our children had ears open to obedience. Like Samuel. Samuel was ready. He was disponibile. He was available. He was listening, willing, and ready to obey. What a generous response from all of us who are called by God. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Here am I, Lord. I come to do your will.